Čítanie knihy proroka Zacharie.
A reading from the prophet Zechariah. It is the Lord who speaks. Over the house of David and the citizens of Jerusalem, I will pour out a spirit of kindness and prayer. They will look on the one whom they have pierced. They will mourn for him as for an only son, and weep for him as people weep for a firstborn child. When that day comes, there will be great mourning in Judea, like the mourning of Hadadrimon in the plain of Megiddo. When that day comes, a fountain will be opened for the house of David and the citizen of Jerusalem for sin and impurity. The word of the Lord. For you my soul is thirsting, O God, my God. For you my soul is thirsting, O God, my God. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. For you my soul is thirsting, O God, my God. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. For you, my soul is thirsting, O God, my God. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. For you my soul is thirsting, O God, my God. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. For you my soul is thirsting, O God, my God.
Čitanje poslanice svetoga Pavla apostola Galatian.
A reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Galatians. You are, all of you, sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. All baptized in Christ, you have all clothed yourselves in Christ, and there are no more distinctions between Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female, but all of you are one in Christ Jesus. Merely by belonging to Christ, you are the posterity of Abraham, the heirs he was promised. The word of the Lord. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. One day when Jesus was praying alone, in the presence of his disciples, he put this question to them. Who do the crowd say I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, others Elijah, and others say one of the ancient prophets come back to life. But you, he said, who do you say I am? It was Peter who spoke up. The Christ of God, he said. But he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone anything about this. The Son of Man, he said, is destined to suffer grievously, to be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and to be put to death, and to be raised up on the third day. Then to all, he said, if anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross every day and follow me. For anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, but anyone who loses his life for my sake, that man will save it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Isus postavlja pitanje svojim učenicima.
Jesus asks his disciples, what do you say, who am I? What others think about him, say about him, or suppose about him is irrelevant compared to that what his disciples think about him. For the past 2,000 years, many tried themselves on the person of Jesus Christ, those Christians as well as non-Christians. It is not a simple question to answer. The fact is that many gave throughout the history wrong answer about who Jesus is among Christians as well. The person of Jesus, whether we want it or not, cannot be avoided in philosophical science. But the answers of philosophy are not enough for that fundamental decision of a man, faith in Jesus. Peek into the books of history of the time under communism. Communist ideology denies Jesus being a historic figure and want to reduce him on the significance of red cap and Sleeping Beauty. Historians will give one answer to that question, who is Jesus Christ? Others pack as well different, and Christians even more different answer. We should ponder on Peter's recognition of who is Christ. When Jesus asked disciples, who is he to them, not at the beginning of their being together, but at the end, after they have seen all the miracles and have listened to his sermons. When all was going its proper way, Jesus confronted them with a question, whether they know what is the meaning of their learning and Jesus's mission, and reveals to them his future destinies, speaking of the cross. For us Christians, Jesus Christ is not only teacher, the founder of the church, he is the very contest of Christian belief, faith. So it is not important how that Christianity in person of Jesus Christ can be interpreted, but how to accept the person of Jesus Christ into ourselves, how can we build his characteristics into ourselves, our lives and our behavior. That is the reason for all of us. Jesus is asking me, is asking you, who am I to you? What do you say, who am I? So now, answers of others are no longer important. It is our personal answer that makes us Christians or not. Question that Jesus asks is not just a pedagogic question, it comes from the very depth of his heart. And it is not possible to give an answer, a learning answer by heart. Our personal answer has to come from the bottom of our heart, that heart in which Jesus is dwelling. So, decisive question is the question of faith. Was there any other path of salvation and reconciliation of people with God except through suffering and cross? That is a question often asked. Yes, when it comes to God, yes. God's salvific will was revealed in conception of Christ. By that, God wanted the man to accept the fact of God becoming a man, to embrace and accept the divine characteristics of their personality and behavior. But when it comes to us people, it is not so. A fact that should worry us all is repeated in Jesus Christ. Men do not support, cannot stand the just man, and attacking a just man are attacking God himself. Throughout the history of the mankind, there were times when God's will was set aside and the human egotism was proclaimed a religion and was practiced in crime and criminality. And God does not stop there. God gives his answer again, and reconciliation and forgiveness do not stop even after the death of the Son of God. But now, and because of that, his forgiveness stays. My plans, his plans of reconciliation and salvation continue. Therefore, Jesus' question from the heart has to be met by our answer from the bottom of the heart. Who is Jesus to us? The answer can come only from our heart. Our Lady here is reminding us of all that, telling us that God's place in our life should be always the first one, and that our answer has to come from our heart. Jesus first prays. After that, he asks that question to his disciples, who am I? What is then God's place in my heart? Is there a place for God in my heart? What do I care for? Where is God's place in the life of the society, family, marriage, education, priesthood, religious life, in business? We can pretend showing deaf ear to such questions, but we better answer now to them or we might never get a chance. Jesus continues to pray. Pray and watch at all times so that you can avoid that what has to happen and to remain before the Son of Man. And we wonder, what did we do wrong so we have to pray? Christian believer who wonders why to pray in his heart has already given a negative answer to Jesus's question and instructions. To pray at all times, it means we need God at all times, in every moment. This is why Our Lady emphasizes prayer so much and speaks of prayer with heart. The second thing we find difficulty understanding from gospel we heard today are the words when Jesus says, whoever wants to follow me, if you are guided by the Spirit, you will be in no danger of yielding to self-indulgence. Josip Turčinović, deceased Croatian theologian, opened a little bit door for us, enabling us to understand these words of Jesus, which means to go beyond our rights as well as laws to protect our position before others. For Jesus, it is always responsibility, solidarity, awareness that we are all in the situation out of which we have to find a way, and we cannot do it without helping each other. Who wants to save one's life? That means to
specijalno rješenje za sebe.
If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross every day and follow me. For anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, but to anyone who loses his life for my sake, that man will save it. Jesus wants us to proclaim a gospel to every poor man, abandoned man. That person will be saved for integrating oneself into the lives of others. In such a way, divisions are disappearing, divisions on Jews, Greeks, men, women, slave, free men. Jesus' life did not yield death, nor shall we if we follow Jesus. Holy Saint Mother Teresa, after one spiritual experience, took it as a rule for herself, I will not deny God anything. And confessing such a faith in God, a great grew of service to the most needed one. She dared do that nobody dared before her. If we take it as a rule, not to deny God anything, then our answer to Jesus' question, who is he to me, is wrong right away. If Christian believer first wants to serve himself, placing even God's will aside, that faith has no future. Then it is faith in yourself and material profit, not the faith in Jesus, who is the anointed Son of God. This is why Our Lady is speaking to us about fasting as well, not about gastronomy, not about consumism. And in her family, in her household, she had to make sure that there were clothes, that there was food. She clearly speaks of fasting as the act by which a faithful denies oneself something motivated by desire to offer up something for the kingdom of God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gathered around the table of our Lord, let us present our prayers to our Heavenly Father, praying together. For our Holy Father Francis, Bishop Ratko and Hendrik, all bishops, presbyters and deacons, may they with their life bear witness for the truth revealed by your Son Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the Church spread throughout the world, encouraged by the Holy Spirit, may she never give up facing difficulties and troubles, we pray to the Lord. For all people of the world, grant them your wisdom so that they may renounce evil and decide to do only good, we pray to the Lord. For the youngsters, to recognize the signs of your calling and follow the example Jesus left to us, we pray to the Lord. For this family of yours, to live in the communion based on a sacrifice and love for each other, we pray to the Lord. For all our beloved departed ones, bring them into heaven, into the communion of your saints, we pray to the Lord. Lord God, you sent your Son into this world so that full of Spirit of truth he may reveal to us the mystery of your will. Accept our prayers directed to you from this holy Eucharistic encounter. Hear them through the intercession of your glorified and praised Son Jesus, who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen.